Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and with us this morning, a guest from the Mentoring Alliance in Tyler, Kilton McCracken. Kilton is the director of the component of the Mentoring Alliance known as Gospel Village, and we're going to do the whole nine yards today, just talk about everything that the Mentoring Alliance does. It's been several years since we had a show about this topic, and that goes back to the days when it was just the Boys and Girls Club, which is still the anchor program of the Mentoring Alliance, but we'll cover all of that in the next half hour. In any event, good morning, Kilton. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you, Jim, for having me on.
Okay, and it is John, but we'll
thank you,
ahead.
John, for having me on.
Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. I will start off with a bit of a disclaimer. I'm a supporter of the Mentoring Alliance. I shoot the agency a little bit of money every year, believe in what they do. And I will also start by saying that the Mentoring Alliance, and this is before your time, Kilton, it goes back to an agency known as The Castle, which was a youth ministry, did a lot of work with gang members, starting, I believe, in the late 1980s or early 1990s. It evolved into the Boys and Girls Club over the years, and within just the last few years, it's expanded and become known as the Mentoring Alliance. And Kilton, you've been around, you've been working with the Mentoring Alliance for, what, about a year now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you can pick it up from there and tell us what we need to know about what the Mentoring Alliance is now and what it does.
Yes, so back in 2013, Kevin East, he came from Pine Cove, and he pretty much took over the Boys and Girls Club.
Pine Cove being a very well-known Christian camp in Smith County, for those who were not aware of that.
Yes, sir. And so he began to lead the Mentoring Alliance, pretty much gathered these three programs together and wanted to serve inner city kids. He had served kids in Pine Cove for years and just wanted to bring that same passion and that same model to the inner city, particularly in North Tyler. And so he took it over and began to change a lot of things, and now it is where it is today because of what he's done.
Okay, so we have the Boys and Girls Clubs of East Texas, along with Rose City Summer Camps and your agency, Gospel Village.
Yes, sir.
TMA exists exactly for, you've already talked a little bit about this, but go into that a little more deeply if you could. So why the Mentoring Alliance exists?
Yeah, so our mission statement is, we exist to mobilize godly people into the lives of kids and families to provide tangible help and eternal hope. That's why we exist. We cannot do this without the families and the kids that we serve. We cannot do it without the volunteers that help us serve these families. And without that mission statement, we don't have a purpose.
All right, let's start with Gospel Village.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The one that you direct and the one that you have the most direct knowledge of. Tell us what happens with Gospel Village and your duties on a day-in, day-out basis.
So Gospel Village is the one of the three programs that we have a privilege to be able to serve kids from single-parent families. Right now, the statistics on fatherlessness in the world is about 33% of all kids are suffering from fatherlessness, and that statistic may seem low, but it's actually 25 million kids. And so Gospel Village, we recruit at local churches to find godly people who can come in and, in a sense, be a mentor to a young male or young female. And so we recruit on at church on Sundays, and we get local people that are involved with the church. And we work with TISD. They basically identify kids who are in single-parent families and who could use some more support. And so it does take a village to raise a kid. And so we partner with the school, and they send us the kids, and we look for the mentors. And we make the match after training, after interviewing, after meeting all the parties. And we have a match party at the Boys and Girls Club, and we oversee it. We contact mentors every other month to get an update on the relationship. We contact parents every other month to get an update on the relationship. And we also visit the schools once a week where our mentees are, and to get a 3D view of the relationship. And once a semester, we do sit down face-to-face with the mentor just to talk and see how we can better serve them to make them the best mentor that they can be.
Now, you talked about TISD, Tyler Independent School District. You also have this program in White House, Chapel Hill, and Lyndale,
yes,
I understand.
Yes, we have a few kids that are in White House, Chapel Hill, and Lyndale as well. Sometimes our kids who are in TISD, when they move, our mentors don't just terminate the relationship. They'll make the sacrifice and continue to visit with the kid at school, even if it's in Lyndale or if it's in White House, and they continue to remain active.
Our guest this morning on In Focus is Kilton McCracken, the director of Gospel Village, part of the Mentoring Alliance. And Tyler, and the Mentoring Alliance is our broad topic for today. You have roughly, I'm John Sims, by the way, you have roughly 194 matches right now around the four school districts that you're working with?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 194. And these are random godly people from different churches all over Tyler, some in White House, some in Chapel Hill. And so just different people from different walks of life who have said that I want to disciple people beyond my own home, disciple people beyond my own local church. And that's what the church is for, is to not only impact one another, but impact the community. And so I always ask this question when I go to churches, and even for my own church, is if we pick our church up today and move it to another location, will the community miss it tomorrow? And so we have a great opportunity to help churches fulfill the Great Commission. And so that's what we do at Gospel Village.
Mm-hmm. And interesting to note that you pastor a church in Kilgore.
Yes,
so
sir.
This kind of
yes,
work
sir.
Comes quite naturally.
Yes,
to
yes. Fredonia Baptist Church in Kilgore.
Okay.
And so the commission needs to be fulfilled, and only the church can do it.
Okay. We're talking about fatherlessness as we discuss the Gospel Village component of the Mentoring Alliance this morning with Kilton McCracken, Sr., the director of Gospel Village. And how big a problem is this?
It is a large problem. Fatherlessness affects not only North Tyler, but it affects South Tyler, the entire world. And there are so many kids who are growing up without a father. And those results of not having a father, it is very impactful. I grew up without a father, and so I know going into corporate America, I didn't know how to respond when a man told me what to do.
Mm-hmm. This is going back to when you worked at Walmart for a while.
Yes,
I think you told me before here. Yeah.
Yes. Started at Walmart as a 19-year-old. Worked my way up, got promoted a few times, but at the initial someone telling me what to do as a man, I didn't know how to respond to it because I grew up without that father figure. Now, I did have my grandfather who was instrumental, but someone in the home I wasn't used to. And so we try to get these kids some help when it comes to the male presence, particularly the male presence, before they get too far.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the females, some mothers are doing the best they can, and they have four daughters, but they need another female to come in and maybe reinforce what they're already doing, or not only help mentor the kids, but help the families as well. We don't just mentor the kids, but it's a family that we're trying to help as well. We try to help the mothers, the fathers, talk to them about finances, about spiritual things, and we want to see the whole family do better. And these relationships don't end when the kid gets out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
10 years from now, it's going to be amazing to look back at my two mentees that I have. They're going to be adults, and it's still going to be a relationship. It won't be managed by Gospel Village because the kid will be an adult, but it'll still be a relationship that existed because of Gospel Village.
Okay. And to qualify for this program, the kids need to be fatherless or it must be in a single parent family,
yes,
more specifically, or being taken care of by grandparents. Those
yes.
are the qualifications for
so
that program.
We do have a few single fathers that are in the program. We just matched one last night.
Mm-hmm.
He has a daughter, and he needed, you know, just a female presence. And so now he's a part of the program as well.
Okay. And if you're interested in this or interested in any getting involved or finding out more about anything that we talk about on the show today, let's get some contact information out. We're a little slow on the draw with that today. TheMentoringAlliance.com. TheMentoringAlliance.com
yes,
is the website, and you'll go there and you'll find the requisite social media if you
yes,
like
sir.
To go that route. You can call 903-593-9211 for more information. And potential mentors, donors, volunteers, anyone who's interested in the program or any program that you have can go to that website, thementoringalliance.com, to get more information and then start a conversation with you or with Kevin East, your CEO or president.
He's the president of the Mentoring
Mentoring Alliance. Yes, yeah. Or any of the other people that work there that you need to talk to in order to get involved.
Yes, sir.
If you want to become a mentor specifically for Gospel Village, there is a background check. And as we're talking today, that just makes perfect sense to me. I didn't have to give a second thought to.
Yes, sir. Yes, we want to let the families know that, and also TISD and the other school districts, that when we bring in someone to help with this kid, that we're not just grabbing anybody off the street, but that we are doing a background check, because these are kids that we're dealing with. And the society that we live in, we just got to make sure we protect our kids. And so background check is completed. We do they have to apply, and then we do an interview to kind of find out who this person is, because there are times where someone has a great heart, but they're not in the position to mentor. And so we try to allow them to serve in other capacities instead of being directly in that child's life. And so background check is completed when you want to become a mentor. And we do reference checks. It's a professional reference check, pastoral reference check, and then just a personal one. And so we touch all three aspects of that individual's life to make sure we're matching them accordingly.
Okay. Now, is that just for Gospel Village, or do you use the same rules or similar rules for the Boys and Girls Clubs and also Rose City Summer Camps?
They're similar rules. We don't have hired people, and so it is a volunteer. So it's a little similar, but the interview that we do is across all ministries. Okay. Background check is across all ministries. But there are a few little differences because you are being hired as a Boys and Girls Club person or a Rose City Summer Camp counselor if you're coming to apply for employment. But with Gospel Village, we just have volunteers.
Okay, very good. If you want more information, again, thementoringalliance.com or 903-593-9211. Visiting with Kilton McCracken this morning on In Focus, I'm John Sims. Kilton is the director of Gospel Village, part of the Mentoring Alliance in Tyler, and we are talking about the entire Mentoring Alliance, the three different programs that they have. By the way, as far as location is concerned, right now you're located at 504 West 32nd Street in Tyler near Woldert Park, and we're not going to go into detail about this right now. We'll save that for later in the show, but you're on the way to making a move down to the old Bank of America building across from Bergfeld Center, and there are some good reasons for that, but that's just to give people an idea where you're located.
Yes, sir.
And also to emphasize the fact that your work is basically off-site now in all three ministries.
Yes.
It's all in the schools and, I guess, in the homes for the mentoring programs.
Yes, sir.
Moving on to the thing that really kind of in a different form got it all going, started off as the Castle, as we mentioned earlier. It's now the Boys and Girls Clubs of East Texas, and that is your anchor agency. Let's talk about the Boys and Girls Clubs of East Texas, how that fits into the Mentoring Alliance scheme, and the specific things that people can expect from the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Yes, and so the Boys and Girls Club is the ministry that we have that can really impact the kid while they're at school, this after-school care. There's a lot of working parents, mother and father working, or just mother if it's a single-parent family. And so there's some help needed when it comes to the after-school portion. And so in 18 different locations, the Boys and Girls Club is no longer at the Boys and Girls Club, but now it's being decentralized to where the Boys and Girls Club is actually located in that current school. And so they're in 18 different locations, and all you have to do is apply, and there are different rates. I believe the most expensive one is $49 a week, but the rates are determined by the income of the entire school. And so there are some schools where the income is, the average is lower, and so the rate for the week will be lower. And so this is just another way that the Boys and Girls Club, the Mentoring Alliance, is trying to help serve families, because who doesn't need childcare? That's just something that's very common in today's time. And so instead of your kids being bused all the way to 504 West 32nd Street, wherever they go to school at, that's where they remain, and they get a snack there. There's an emphasis on getting the homework completed. There's also an optional Bible study. So when you pick your kid up at 6 o'clock, all you got to do is go home, and the kid has already had his homework done. He's already had a good snack. Now it's, you know, maybe dinner time, and that's it. And so basically the parents just have to follow up on the homework and make sure it's completed. And so we're just trying to come alongside these working parents to help them get the kids to where they need to be.
And you talk about homework. There are also plenty of opportunities for recreation, I believe.
Yes, yeah. They have a lot of fun. If you could ever go and just see one of the sites during this time, it can be very loud and very crazy, but then it also can be very controlled. And so they have moments where they let the kids be kids. But they also have times where they sit down and do Bible study. They sit down and do homework. So it's a very engaging time for the kids.
Okay. You're operating in 18 locations throughout East Texas. So what does that mean? Is it just in Smith County? Do you go beyond Smith County? How many different school districts do you work with?
I believe it's TISD. There's also in Bullard, and there's also Boys and Girls Club in White House.
Okay.
And so we basically do it off of a need, and when we see that there's a need, and we get with the school districts and just try to work that out, and the program basically pays for itself. We just use the school to help with that cost. And so we're looking now to expand, just really in the early stages of trying to expand to where we think God is leading us. And so we just came out of a 3-day strat ops meeting where mm-hmm. we were trying to determine different areas of expansion. And so it's exciting news.
All righty. And these are children in elementary and middle school, if I understand correctly?
Elementary kids. We do have one middle school here in Tyler that Boys and Girls Club exists. That's like a pilot program.
I think it's at Bolter Middle School.
It's at Bolter. And yeah. So just a pilot program right now. We're in the phases of trying to figure out, you know, how that's going to go, and are we going to continue to do that? I kind of have a running joke with the director, Preston Reese, that my son is in the kindergarten now, and so he needs to have that figured out in about 5 or 6 years when my son is in middle school. So we're working that out, and it may come to fruition or it may not. We're just trying to figure that out right now.
Mm-hmm. You've done so much, really, since over probably the past 30 years or so, since mm-hmm. the whole thing really got started mm-hmm. as a different ministry. And it sounds like it's always a work in progress.
Yes,
you
sir.
Always have to be looking at ways to do more and
yes,
do it
sir.
Better.
Do it better. Yes, sir.
Sure thing. Kilton McCracken, our guest this morning. Kilton is with the Mentoring Alliance in Tyler. I'm John Sims. TheMentoringAlliance.com is the website. The phone number is 903-593-9211. Location is 504 West 32nd Street in Tyler, and that's going to change. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Before we do that, we want to get to your third component, and it's a little early to apply for Rose City summer camps. It's been pretty cold lately.
Yes.
Only January.
Yes.
But before too long, that'll be on the radar. And actually around March is when you start taking applications,
yes,
I believe,
sir.
For Rose City
yes,
summer
sir.
Camps. Tell us about Rose City summer camps, how that works, what it does.
So Matthew Honeycutt is the director of Rose City, and he's done a phenomenal job. Rose City is a camp that allows kids to have a place to go in the summer. And I really want to emphasize this fact. There is a major digression in the kids' learning ability when they get into the summertime because mm-hmm. there's no school. And so Rose City allows the kids to go back to the school and not only play games and have fun, but TISD also allows teachers to come, and they pay the teachers to work that summer, and they have math and reading. And so even though the kid is in a summer camp doing all kinds of activities and games, there are times where they sit down in the classroom and they continue to learn and build upon what they learned the past year. And so even a survey showed, I don't have the statistics in my mind, but a survey showed that the kids that attended Rose City summer camps did much better in reading and in math the following year mm-hmm. because there was no digression in learning. And so right now we're going to be at two locations here in Tyler, two middle schools. Cannot think of the names of the schools right now, but they'll be in two different locations. It's a great time for families to bring their kids, and it's a 10-week period. If you're familiar with Pine Cove, which is a family camp, summer camp here in Tyler, in other locations as well, it's basically Pine Cove in the city. Hmm. And so most of our kids are not privileged to be able to go to Pine Cove because of the cost. And I love Pine Cove. I take my family there every year. But Rose City serves the families that we have. And so they get Pine Cove for 10 weeks for a fraction of the cost. And so that's what Rose City is.
Okay, so right around March, you kind of, if you're interested in this, that's when you kind of need to be thinking about getting your kids signed up for Rose City summer camps. And I driving around town, I'll see the signs
yes.
on the sidewalks, Rose City summer camp. So
yes.
that'll be kind of a way of alerting you to it. And there
yes.
are scholarships available too, I
yes,
understand.
Sir. Yes, sir. You can apply for a scholarship. We have different levels. Every week without scholarship, the price is $129. But with scholarships, I believe there's some $75 spots and maybe some $50 spots. And so we just look at it and base it off of income, and it's determined if the scholarship is given or not.
Okay. Visiting with Kilton McCracken this morning, director of Gospel Village, one of the three components of the Mentoring Alliance in Tyler, the other two being the Boys and Girls Clubs and Rose City Summer Camps. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. More info, thementoringalliance.com is the website. Go there and you can connect to the social media as well. And the phone number is 903-593-9211. If you want to communicate by email, you can certainly do that through the website as well.
Yes, sir.
And I think one of the important points we want to make today, Kilton, is how these ministries work together. They're all part of the Mentoring Alliance, and they're all connected to one another. Explain a little bit about how that works.
Well, the good thing about all three of these programs is they are designed to impact the kid from a holistic standpoint. In the summertime, there's Rose City. From a semester standpoint, there is after-school program. And then beyond the school, the schools in general, there is Gospel Village that's designed to help the kids beyond the school as far as having a mentor with a one-on-one basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all, we do not exist without one another. We all are in the same building. We all have meetings together trying to figure out better ways to get all of our kids involved in every program. We have different incentives for Gospel Village kids if they want to go to Rose City. They pay a fraction of the cost. And so we just try to do things to keep our kids involved in all three of these programs. And so when you come in, whatever avenue a kid comes in through, they will hear about the other two programs, because we feel like to completely serve the kid, they can be in all three programs, and that helps us out.
Okay.
Three programs, one mission.
Very good. You are moving. Let's get to that right now. You're
yes.
on West 32nd Street near Woldert Park, and by, I think you said, the beginning of the summer,
yes,
you're going to be in your new location, the old Bank of America building,
yes.
right across from Bergfeld Center. What's the reasoning behind that? How's that going to work better for everybody concerned?
Yes. So we are definitely excited about moving. We love the Boys and Girls Club, but we definitely need a central location. And so, thankfully, with the help of donations, we have been blessed to be able to purchase the old Bank of America building by Bergfeld Park. And it's going to really help our branding out. I think Tyler still is unsure about who the Mentoring Alliance is, how all three programs work. And so having this central location will definitely help. I believe over 30,000 people pass by that particular building every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's right off of South Broadway, right at the intersection of Old Jacksonville and Broadway. And so mm-hmm. it's a prime location. And anytime you're trying to serve people and get your name out there to show people what you're doing, location is key. And so this location is going to help specifically for a lot of our mentors live in either Central Tyler or East Tyler or South Tyler. And so it helps when it comes to the meeting of both families from the family standpoint and from the volunteer standpoint. It's a central location. We believe that we're going to explode even more when we get to this location, because people are going to be able to just stop by and come in and ask questions versus hearing about it on radio. Now you're going to see it visually. And so to see it, we think that's going to really help our branding out and help people get more involved with it, volunteering, donors. Just the whole vision of TMA is going to be broadcasted from that location.
Mm-hmm. And you don't need the space anymore that you have on 32nd Street because all your programs are off-site on the school campuses or in the homes.
Yes.
And what happens with your current location? I understand there's a growing Christian school known as the Promise Academy that's housed there with you right now. They're going to take it all over when you leave.
Yes. They actually have taken it over now. We got kids all over the place in our offices and where we work. And so it's a beautiful thing to see. My son actually is a student there. And so we are basically sharing the building. We have moved. There's three people in my office. There's three people in pretty much every office. And so we have almost sectioned off the building, so we're not in the kids' way, the kids are not in our way, and it's just amazing to see that we're able to get our work done in this building and also watch these kids benefit from the Mentoring Alliance, because they obviously, Promise Academy obviously needed a building, and so we obviously needed to get out, and so it just worked together, and it's not by coincidence. God has so orchestrated these movements, and so we're just glad to be a blessing to someone. Was a blessing to us to help us get this building, and now we're being a blessing to Promise Academy to help them continue to grow their brand and serve the kids that they serve.
Okay. Visiting with Kilton McCracken with the Mentoring Alliance and Tyler, I'm John Sims. We're winding down today's In Focus program, and before we wrap it all up, a couple of things we definitely want to get to. You mentioned volunteers. We've been talking about mentors all during the show. If you want to volunteer or be a mentor, and we've talked about some of the qualifications, some of the hoops you have to jump through for the safety of the kids, just get in touch and let the folks at the Mentoring Alliance know you're interested in volunteer and mentoring opportunities, and they'll sit down, talk to you, see if you're a good fit, and if you are, they'll fix you right up, as the old saying goes.
Yes,
you can do that at 903-593-9211 or thementoringalliance.com. I guess if you want, you can also drop by the current office on 32nd Street
and have
a visit as well.
Yes, sir.
One other thing that I wanted to talk, and let's see, we mentioned about the donations. You can donate online.
Yes, sir.
And the Mentoring Alliance will gladly accept your donation.
Yes,
go to that website for more information on that. One more thing, coming up on February 21st, the next big event on your calendar, there's a career fair for Gospel Village kids at TJ Austin Elementary in Tyler.
Yes, sir. That's going to be one of our priority outcomes for all of our ministries, is that our kids would be life ready. And so we just had an event at iJump where the kids came and played, but now we want to kind of focus in and be a little bit more serious and help our kids see what working is all about. And so this is going to be a career fair, career day, and we're going to have different employers from around the town come in. Police officer, fire department, we'll have some bankers, we'll have a pastor, teacher, just all types of employment opportunities. And we're going to show the kids that you may have these big dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer, and we want to help you achieve those dreams, but we also want to show you the work that is behind getting to that point. And so we'll have different booths set up for these different employers to come out and talk. But we'll also, to be more tangible, we'll have opportunities for some of the older kids to have mock interviews. And so they'll be able to sit down with some of our volunteers and go through a very general interview. We want to talk to them about how they dress, how they present themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were in our meeting and, you know, we were talking about, you know, you can't use slang in an interview. And so we want to show our kids that there is a professional way to go into an interview to present yourself well.
All righty. And we're just about to wrap up the show here, talking about the career fair for Gospel Village kids coming up at TJ Austin Elementary on February 21st. All part of our show this morning with Kilton McCracken, the director of Gospel Village, part of the Mentoring Alliance in Tyler, made up of Gospel Village, Boys and Girls Club, and Rose City Summer Camps. And amazing as it may seem, Kilton, we're out of time. It almost seemed as though we were just getting started. But thanks so much for coming and sharing joining and updating us this morning on what's happening at the Mentoring Alliance.
Yes, sir. John, thank you so much for having us on.
Kilton McCracken with the Mentoring Alliance, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.